Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Insights with Charlotte Spicer. Spirituality and Metaphysics Talk Radio, featuring A Course in Miracles, Dream Interpretation, Guided Meditation, and the Psychic and Metaphysics Free-for-All. It's your opportunity to consult with a professional psychic medium, discuss past lives, the chakras, and more. We are non-denominational, and there are no limits. Want to change your life? You must first change your mind. No matter your religious structure, cultivate peace in your reality through self-awareness with an authentic spiritual teacher. And now, your host, Charlotte Spicer.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. And this is a very special day. Just to let you know, our sponsor for this segment is the Ocala Inner Center in Ocala, Florida. You can view their calendar of events at ocalaintercenter.com. They have lots of wonderful metaphysical workshops and classes, so do check that out. It is the first Sunday of the month where we offer free mini readings with psychic medium Sue Masseri. We'll take as many calls as we can in 1 hour, but first we have some things to tell you about and a very special announcement. To learn more about Sue as you're listening and to see her scheduled segments for the year, visit spiritualinsightsradio.com. You can tune into her past segments as well as review a complete list of archives organized by category. So poke around and see everything that's been put together for you. Without further ado, I want to bring Sue onto the show, my very special guest co-host. How are you today, dear?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I feel great. I have a lot of energy coursing through me for the past couple of days, so it feels really good. Very inspired energy, a lot of creative energy. Are you feeling that too?
Absolutely. I'm happy to be in the month of February because this is, it feels like the whole month is just charged with some really great energy, and I just can't wait to dive into it.
Absolutely, and it feels like we're on this ascension of energy, and January was a little wobbly at first, but I felt the momentum starting to pick up, and now it's really starting to surge. So I'm excited for this year and all the possibilities for everybody.
I think it's going to be a really great year. Excuse me. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, yeah. No problem. I know I talk fast, and with this energy, I'm speaking more rapidly than normal. I just have to take a breath and relax. I want to talk about the things that you offer very quickly. You have a free game for Android on Google Play, Amazon, and Kindle Fire called Shoot the Ghost. And what happens in the game is there's these ghosts that come up, and when you shoot them, they turn into angels, and they ascend. So it's a fun game. I played it for quite a while. I also want to tell everybody, go to the websites for Sue and her husband, Tom. I'll tell you a little bit about him in a moment. But go to mediumshipunplug.com to reach Sue, schedule an appointment, and learn more about her. And on Facebook and LinkedIn, you can find Sue by searching on Mediumship Unplugged as well. We have a special announcement to make, so I want to talk about the book for a couple minutes. Your book is entitled The Art of Reclaiming Your Intention and Power, According to Abram, the Mayan Shaman. I have read this book cover to cover, and I can say that it changed my life. What Abram does is he talks about manifestation, self-development, channeling your higher self to create balance, peace, and money in your life. What would you like to add about the book and how it's impacted your own life, Sue?
Abram gives a lot of visualizations and exercises to do. Aside from channeling the higher self, he gives visualizations and meditations for creative visualization, the power of thought. He talks about the law of attraction, applying the law of attraction, which is very important. A lot of people do not go into that when they talk about the law of attraction. He talks about the laws of the universe and the principles of manifesting and how to put all of this together. And he gives a lot of, like I said, meditations, visualizations, and practical application to all of this, which a lot of other people in books about manifesting reality do not go into. They don't tell you exactly how to do it. He gives you a plan, and he gives you a way of diving in and seeking your own, being more aware of who you are and how you create reality. And he also, the very last chapter is about goal planning. So he talks about feeling the energy of your goal, defining your intentions, ask the energy what to do, and to write it down, because energy and our energy and our thoughts has a consciousness within its own self. So it's not only a part of us, it is also has its own consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about creating a theme for your goal and making yourself equal to your goals. And a lot of emphasis is based on the belief about yourself, your personal beliefs and how you create reality and the beliefs you have about yourself. This book will take you into searching and finding out what those beliefs are that you have about yourself and about your reality and your life.
Yeah, it's amazing. Just to let everybody know who Abram is, tell us about Abram and how your husband has been channeling him for 40 years plus.
I was with Tom the first time that he publicly channeled. He had channeled before that in California when he was living in California. He and I met in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and he had a center for the development of ESP. Back then, channeling was called mediumship. And so I witnessed the very first time that he channeled for the class. And it was just, it's been an amazing experience. We were separated for 35 years. We did not talk or communicate for 35 years. We lost touch. And mm-hmm. then I found him 6.5 years ago on the internet. And I went out for a visit. He was living in Arizona. And I stayed there for 5 months. And then he followed me back to Florida. And the rest is history.
Okay.
So Abram, for 35 years, I did my own development, my own self-development. And then when Tom and I connected again, Abram has done a lot to mentor me in my own abilities and being able to take a look at myself. He's very, very honest, and he's very, very direct when Tom gives seminars, teleseminars, in-person seminars, and private sessions with Abram.
Okay.
And he's very, he gets to the point. Half an hour session with Abram can be like 2 years of therapy for somebody.
Amen.
And it's amazing. He comes in with such great energy, and it's like a whole personality change with Tom. Tom
right.
just moves himself aside, and Abram comes through, and with just amazing information about the universe, about life, reality, creating reality, the ego, everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tom was nice enough when we first met, when I first had you on the show, he offered me a free private session with Abram in gratitude for being on the show, and I think about it just about every day, what Abram had to say to me. But to make it clear to everybody, normally, you know, I'm a channel. A lot of people in the world do channel. But the method in which we do this is typically we hear something clairaudiently or there's energy impulses. It translates into words in our heads, and we repeat what we see, hear, or feel. In Tom's case, like you said, Tom sets his personality aside. Abram jumps in and uses Tom's body to communicate with us here on Earth. So really what we have here is authentic guidance from spirit. This entity spent several lifetimes on the planet as a Mayan shaman. He was there during the time of Christ. We learned that we were also there and that we knew each other. So that was an exciting experience. So what happens is you're actually speaking directly to an entity on the other side, as opposed to going through a medium like us, where it's like we're the receiver and we just relay the information that we get. So it's a very interesting experience. I know a lot of people have heard your first segment where I didn't understand the process. I thought he was just going to give a nice message to the masses, and it turned out he was speaking directly to me. So if you listen to that segment, go to the archives. You'll hear my shock when I realized this was actual direct communication with Abram. And then in my my private session with him, he really gave me information that put me at peace and helped me go forward with a lot more certainty than I was doing at the time. And so we have a very special announcement. Do you want to go ahead and make that, or do you want me to do it? So,
oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Abram extended a message to me that he would like to do a segment on the show. So we've decided that on Sunday, February 22nd at 2 p.m., Abram will appear on the show through Tom, and he will be talking about the future of reality. And this is a wonderful opportunity for self-development, and he is also open to taking questions from callers. So if you would like to participate in that segment, consider your question carefully. What you want to do is ensure that what you're really asking, that the answer will have a lasting impact on your growth, on your peace, and on your happiness. So you want to avoid superficial or circumstantial questions, such as, you know, when will I get my next job? Think big picture. What is blocking me in my life from cultivating peace and happiness and balance? These are the questions you really want to get to the root of, so that you can make changes in all areas of your life instead of one specific area like a job. We have to really get to know what's blocking us. So consider calling in with a question for Abram, but make it very profound in your existence, so that you get the information you really need to hear. This might be a once in a lifetime shot. I don't know. It will be up to Abram, but of course he's welcome to come through anytime he pleases. And there may be a chance that, because we discovered after our last segment together that Abram wanted to come on the air and offer additional commentary to what we were saying to the caller, and we didn't know what was happening at the time, but since we realized that that was happening, there is a chance that Abram may want to come on the air today and add some additional thoughts to whatever comes through us. Right, Sue?
Correct. Yes. Yes. I remember the caller well, and if it was, I think her name was Jennifer or Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall. And her grandfather had come through, and she was the one that was having a lot of family issues and striking out on her own and taking the path that she wanted instead of what her family wanted. And I believe that was the call that Abram wanted to come through and give her some additional information.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Her grandfather was very strict, and she was making life choices so as to not rock the boat and make other people happy. And so we were
basically
counseling her to be who she was. So, okay, well, that may happen. We don't know. But if it does, be prepared. I wanted to give everybody a sense of, in case it does happen, what he sounds like. He's got a very unique accent. So I put together a small clip from my private session where he was talking about money, and I'd like to play that for you now.
A slight shift in the way you think, in your thought pattern, will create grandness in your reality. So begin thinking that way. All you have to do is begin thinking, and this might be difficult at first, you know, but practice thinking that you have all the money you can imagine. Those individuals who have a lot of money see money in a different way. They see it as something to enjoy, not fear, give away, spend, have fun with, and they look at it as an idea. It is just another idea. You are an idea. You are nothing more than an idea, my friend. That allows you and makes you equal with money.
That was a short clip from my private session with Abram last summer, and we talked a bit about that. My understanding was always that money is a neutral source looking for direction. So we can either attract it or we can repel it with our thoughts and beliefs. So he has a lot of great information on that. Isn't that It's so neat to hear him talk. Isn't that cool?
It is. And it's very powerful if you really listen to what he has to say, and that money is just an idea. It is energy. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
Our paper money is just that. It's paper. And we give meaning to that. And we project how we feel about our circumstances and who we are
mm-hmm.
into that energy of money.
And our relationship.
We deserve it.
Yeah.
Everything. Yes.
Into our relationship with money. So let's all make the changes that we need to make. So I think that's everything we need to announce. So, again, that will be Sunday, February 22nd at 2 p.m. Abram will give a discourse, and then he's open to taking calls. And visit abramchanneling.com if you'd like to hear more messages from him. Sue's husband, Tom, has put up some videos that he made with Abram's messages. And hopefully sometime this year we'll be able to announce a new book by Abram. Okay. Well, do you want to go take some calls?
Let's go.
Okay. Just to cross the T and dot an I, if you'd like to get the book, The Art of Reclaiming Your Intention and Power, according to Abram, the Mayan Shaman, tell everybody where they can go to get that, Sue.
It is an e-book, so you can download it on whatever tablet you have, Kindle, whatever. You can download it from Amazon. If you want the physical book, it is better to get it to contact us. We can get it out within a day, and you'll have it within 3 to 5 days. If you order it on Amazon, it could take up to 2 weeks. So the best place to order it is from us if you want the physical book. I like having a physical book because I like writing in my books, and I like making notes and things like that.
Me too.
But it is available. Yeah, it's available as an e-book and as the physical book.
At the website, abramchanneling.com, and as well as your website, mediumshipunplugged.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So if you were to get the book soon, you could then read it, and I'm sure that would prompt questions in your mind that you would like to ask Abram. So it might be a good game plan to prepare for the upcoming segment.
Excellent idea.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go to the first caller. The lineup is area code 631. Followed by area code 313, then area code 201, and I will announce further area codes as we move along. The way it works is the calls are taken in the order as that they are received. We want to help as many people as we can, so in the interest of time, we ask that you ask a specific question. Ask one question on a situation or specify who you'd like to connect with on the other side. Sue will tap in and relay the information you need to hear, or will connect with your loved one if they're available. Sometimes we can get around it if they're not, but it all depends on your loved one and if they're available and what they want to transmit. General questions about asking about your soulmate or just any general question. These are adamantly discouraged. We need it to be specific because we need a direction. We want to get the energy, get in, get the information to you, and move on to the next caller so we can help people. We are here to be of service to everyone, so we want to help as many as we can in the time allotted. We have about an hour. Okay, so be sure that you're in a quiet environment, no noisy traffic, wind, movement, conversations. Please preserve the integrity of the archive by being in a very quiet environment. So bringing you live on the air, area code 631. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Sue, and my question is, I haven't talked to a man that I liked in about 6 weeks. Do you see him calling back? Or I met somebody and dating. I'm just like going on dates. You think I should move forward, or should I? You think the other person will come back and date both? What do you see?
What was the beginning of that question? I'm sorry.
I like somebody we were dating for a while, but he hasn't called me in about 6 weeks. I don't know if he's mad at me or something. Do you see him calling back? And then I just started dating someone else. Just going on dates. Do you see a future with that, or should I just date both people? Just take it. I don't know.
I don't feel that this person that hasn't called you in 6 weeks is, I don't see a future with that one. I would keep dating and date the person that is current. Anyone who hasn't called you in 6 weeks, and this is just me and personal experience. Anyone who hasn't called you in 6 weeks, there either is a very good reason or they're just moving on.
Okay.
So I would not count on that. Keep it open in case they do call and give some kind of explanation, but I would not even waste my energy on someone who did not contact me for 6 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're better than that.
Yeah, you deserve a lot better, and you have several very good options coming. But if a man is really interested in you, they're like a runaway train. You can tell when someone's into you. And I honestly just feel that he's with somebody else already.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay.
Yeah, but look to the future and welcome someone who is very compatible and kind and gracious and open and emotionally available. Put that out there and create that magnet so that the right person comes and finds you.
Okay.
Okay, Sue?
So,
hope that's helpful?
Yes, it is.
Go ahead, Sue.
This person that you're dating right now, how do you feel about that?
I think he's a nice person.
Because I get a strong feeling with him, so I would keep going with that, but don't place expectations on it. I think you are going to have other opportunities, but I feel good about this one that you're dating now.
What do you mean by other opportunities? People are just going to pop up, or...
Yeah, if you keep yourself open, you're going to open up opportunities for yourself. I think there may be other opportunities for you to date other people, but I get a good feeling with this one that you're dating now. I'd say forget the one who hasn't contacted you for 6 weeks.
All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold so you can continue to listen. Absolutely, if someone doesn't call for that length of time, hanging on to hope and harboring a false hope that they'll come back was for me one of the most self-sabotaging things I've ever done to myself. And it became a fixation of my ego that if I was just this perfect person that they would come back, and it doesn't work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
No.
And it's a lot of self-esteem. A woman needs to have a lot of self-esteem and knowing that they can stand on their own 2 feet, they can be alone, and that they can do things without a man. And if somebody doesn't at least have the common courtesy to call you and say, I'm not interested, you know, whatever, I wouldn't even fool with.
That's hard to say, but... Honesty
yeah.
is always appreciated. The truth never hurts, like people think. You know, it's
better
much
to be. I prefer having the truth and having it sting a little bit than being led on or lied to.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can take that initial little sting of the truth and be good with it and move on.
Absolutely. Okay, moving on to area code 313, bringing you live on the air.
Hi, how are you? Hi, my name is Sherelle.
Hi, Sherelle. Nice to meet you. What is your question
nice
for
to meet
Sue
you
here?
Too. I would like a message from the other side, but if that don't work out, I was wondering what is my strongest gift and how can I enhance it and use it in my daily life. Please and thank you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Who would you like to connect with, Sherelle?
Whoever that comes through, but really my grandmother.
Grandmom? Okay.
Yes.
We met your grandma last time, didn't we? She feels familiar.
Huh?
Your grandma. She feels familiar. Didn't we connect with her last time?
No.
Oh, okay.
We did talk last time.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm thinking of someone else. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Sue.
I'm actually getting a grandfather feeling coming through. So is her husband also passed?
Yes.
He's... showing me trophy, a silver trophy. So,
trophy.
Have you? I'm sorry.
No, I'm listening to what you say.
Okay. This can be either something that you accomplished in your lifetime, or he's giving you accolades, and being able to win at something or overcome something in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So give me a moment and let me see what he's where he's going with this.
Okay.
What I'm getting is that you have been very deeply hurt by something in your life. Is this correct? I mean, really traumatically hurt emotionally. Does this
I don't
ring
know.
A bell?
Was it soon or in my past?
No, at some time in your life, you have had an emotional trauma.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what he's doing and what he's saying is that he is giving you a trophy for not only going through it, but surviving it.
Okay.
Does this make sense?
Yes.
So he is giving you encouragement. All right, hang on. He also wants you to stop harboring on the past. It's like a tape that's running in your head, and
mm-hmm.
of all of these negative and non-progressive type thoughts, and that you're looking too much in the past, and that you need to start to look forward and to form who you want to be, and not to focus on all of the times that things have not worked out for you and all of the times that things have been troublesome and have been where you are really deeply emotionally impacted. Okay? And
yes.
These things in your life that have happened to you, they have happened for a reason, that you have contracted this, and to bless all of the people in your life who have given you a hard time. Bless those experiences and take them as ways to grow and not to hold you down and not to keep you back. And that he wants to remind you what a wonderful person that you are, that you feel very deeply and you give your heart very deeply, and that this is a good thing, and not to stop that, but to take who you are and to mold that and who you want to be as you move forward. He's giving you accolades, and he's giving you an abundance of love, and it's like he's throwing all of these flowers towards you, all of these different flowers at you to,
I've been trying to connect with him or my grandmother, but it's hard for me. I don't know why. I've been trying to enhance and open my gifts to really figure
all right.
out.
All right. The one place to start is with your dreams. That's
not
one of
meditate.
The... Okay. Do you meditate in silence, or do you meditate with a guided meditation or music?
Guided meditation.
Okay. Try doing it in silence. And you can start off with 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You don't have to do 20, 30 minutes.
Okay.
But start off. You can start off with 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Work yourself up to 15 minutes. Work yourself up to 20 minutes, and do it in silence. And get to the point where you're, like I tell people, settle the monkeys in your brain. We have all these thoughts that go by, and everything that's happened to us for that day, and our mind keeps going because we're used to functioning that way. We're used to having all of these thoughts just run through our head. So take that, take your meditation, and do it in silence, and then calm all of that chatter.
Okay.
Because we all do it. And get to the point where you can sit in silence and all of that is just calmed down. And then open yourself up, open your mind up, and say, I invite you to give me a message. I invite you to come in however way you feel is best for me. And then keep yourself open. It may not happen right away. It could be in a day. It could be in a week. But ask for a sign, ask for communication.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can
okay.
do this. You can. I know you mm-hmm. can. I feel it. Absolutely you can. But listen to,
okay.
and he's also telling me for you to listen to your intuition, to listen to your own instincts.
Okay.
And to, where this is concerned, follow your own heart. You can learn a lot from other people, but your deepest
yeah.
knowledge is going to come from yourself.
Right.
And your higher self will guide you.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
Cheryl. Thank you,
Cheryl.
Ladies.
Nice to hear your voice again.
Have a great
again.
Day.
You too.
Thank
okay.
you. You too.
Bye-bye.
I really like her. Area code. Here's the lineup. Area code 201, followed by area code 856 in New Jersey, area code 617, then 561, bringing area code 201 live on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, it's Rose.
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 How are
Hi.
You?
My question is, presently not working. I've been temping on and off. And I wonder if you see that changing, if I'm going to find a permanent job or my finances are going to improve.
Didn't we talk with you last month?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Okay. If you're the... what state are you in?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay. I think the Rose we talked to last month was from Texas. Same
I'll
question, though.
Yeah.
Same question, though. So, job, finances, and you're working for a temp agency.
Yes.
Yeah, that was, you're remembering correctly, Rose, it was November, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it was a different topic.
Yeah, okay.
But a lot of people shut up.
A lot of people are out of work, a lot.
Yes.
So we get a lot of the job and the finances questions.
But this is the year that everybody can make significant changes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Energies are changing. Absolutely, energies are changing. And what I see with you is that you're diving into savings or 401 or money that you have set aside. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What I'm getting also with you is that you have to change your thinking. There's a lot of emotionality and thinking that's attached to diving into your savings. There's a lot of worry and there's a lot of fear of diving into what you have put aside and what you are, the resources that you're pulling from. And it's almost like this is where my stash is. This is where my past is. This is where I had money at one time, job at one time. And so what I'm seeing is your focus being on that instead of turning around and focusing on moving forward, focusing on the future and how you want your reality to be. It's a scary thing. I've had to do it myself. I've had to dip into my 401, and it's a scary thing because that is what my retirement is going to be. You know, and it's a scary thing. But like we said before, money is energy. The job market, everything is energy. So you are, let me put you in November and with the temp agency. Are you just with one temp agency or are you with a two or three? Because I get the feeling you need to be with two or three.
I was with a lot more than that, and nobody was even giving me any work. So I'm down to one, and they've been finding work for me, thankfully. So I don't know.
All right, what are your skills?
I'm an executive assistant.
Okay. I had mentioned this, I think, to someone last month. Have you explored finding a headhunter?
No.
Okay. If you're an executive assistant, Google headhunters, they are people who find jobs for people in management and very, very professional, high professional. The thing about headhunters is do not give your money to anyone up front. When they find you a job is when you pay, is when you need to come up with the money. So do not, if you go that route, do not give anyone money up front. I'm also seeing that you have an opportunity to create your own niche that, and I'm not familiar with Craigslist. I don't use Craigslist, but there are a lot of professional postings up there, especially locally, that you can look at. You can post your own abilities on there.
Just be very careful with the Craigslist thing because there's
Absolutely.
A lot of scammers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I found a listing when I first moved to Orlando and couldn't get anybody on the phone, so I got the address, got in my car, and wound up at an empty lot. So it was very frustrating that people could actually toy with others with fake things like that, but I do know people who have found very good jobs on Craigslist. LinkedIn, just do your networking, and the most important thing is magnetize the money that you have so that it attracts more, and you do that with love energy, and then look at the future like a blank canvas and paint it the way you want it to be, and then follow that intention with action.
Okay.
Also, get Sue and her husband Tom's book, The Art and Intention of Reclaiming Your Power. It goes into manifestation at such a level, it'll blow your mind. It's really awesome.
All right. Thank
okay.
You.
Anything else, Sue?
Just one more thing. There are sites, and you'll have to do your research on this, where they can, a friend of ours does this out in California. She writes resumes for people. And there are sites, companies that do that, and they employ people all over the country to write resumes. She makes an extra $500 a month by doing that.
Mm. Okay.
Be creative.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Nice to talk to you again, Rose.
Hi.
Okay, moving on to area code 856, bringing you live on the air. Welcome. What's your name?
Hi, this is Laura. I'm in
Laura.
New Jersey.
I know. You're in South Jersey?
Yes.
I have family there. And what is your question for Sue today?
Well, I have been looking for work, and I recently applied to a pharmaceutical company and to a medical device company. And I'm wondering if you're picking up whether you see me getting either one of those jobs or maybe something different.
The medical one is popping up for me. How about you, Char?
I felt a strong pharmaceutical, that there's more opportunity and ways to move up and move around. But that's just...
Maybe both.
Yeah, maybe both.
Maybe both of those will
come
through.
Maybe they'll be fighting over you, Laura. I think it's a matter of determining which one is the better fit for you and the long-term goal of your career, you know, not just a job where one may offer less money than the other, but that may be the environment you need to move up and advance.
Do you know which one that would be? Which one would pay the less money? Because I'm thinking maybe that would be the opportunity.
The feeling that I get is that the medical one might come up first, might be offered first, but it may not, in the long run, be what you want.
Yeah.
So you have to, I think you might have to decide. I think you have good credentials. I think your resume looks good. And I don't see why either one of these companies would not want to hire you.
Yeah, that's the thing. that's the thing. I'm just hoping that it comes through. I need a good opportunity. I need to move forward.
Keep your intuitive radar up, because I feel like the medical device people are, you know how people restructure, they're looking at the budget, it's a new year, they're in a new fiscal year, they're looking at the budget, what can we do? And then they start cutting corners, and it usually comes down on the employees. I think that's what you're looking at with that environment, and I feel a strong pull towards the pharmaceutical that they're more solvent, that they don't need to resort to those tactics, and that you'll feel more fairly treated.
So but the only thing with the pharmaceutical is I'm always worried there's so many people, candidates, vying for that position. I have a hard time believing that I would even have an opportunity to get in the door there. I'm trying for it, but every time I try for something better.
Okay, but listen to what you just said. So picture this, you're reaching out for this great new job, but in the back of your mind, you can't believe you're even going to get a shot at it because there's so many candidates. So you have a conflicting belief in your mind, and you're winding up with a conflicting reality reflecting back to you that you have hope that you're going to get this great job, but you have this belief that you're not worthy of it or that you don't have an opportunity. So you need to switch that around and really practice every day the art of putting out the positive beliefs and manifesting what you want. We can only block stuff from coming to us with those negative beliefs. So you want to attract it with, I am worthy, you're extremely talented, you're extremely smart, you're good at what you do. But you have to clear out the negative energy. One of the things I do is I light a white candle. I write myself a note, put it at the bottom of the candle, light that sucker up, and let it go. Because what we have a tendency to do is to build up this hope. I'm going to beat out 1,000 candidates and get this job, but you're also setting yourself up for a high expectation. But you want it to happen smoothly. You want a smooth transition, but you have to fix those beliefs first. Sue?
Are you on LinkedIn?
Yes.
Okay. Join or follow. Follow these two companies, because they're most likely, both of those companies are on LinkedIn, so follow them. And what you can do is you can start on LinkedIn interacting with management and with mm-hmm. people in that company. So your name is getting out there. Now, I also want to encourage you, because my son is working for a company. He was on the front lines, decided to go into management. He was up against 31 other applicants with college degrees. He does not have a degree. He was up against 31 applicants, and he got the job. There was one opening, and he got the job. He believed in himself. He believed that he would be good at the job, and everything worked. It was his intention, whether he knew it or not, because he's not into all of this at all. You know, he isn't. But his intention and his belief in himself was there, and he beat out 31 other applicants and got this job without a college education.
That's
awesome. Energetically, mm-hmm. the person who interviewed him and the subsequent interviews no doubt felt that. He felt, I'm perfect for this job, and it transmitted to them, and they felt, he's perfect for this job, and it worked. See how it works?
Yeah, I do.
So don't defeat yourself with negative thoughts and, oh, this might not happen. You're totally defeating yourself. Again, to every caller listening, get Tom and Sue's book, The Art. You say it, Sue.
Of Reclaiming. The Art of Reclaiming Your Intention and Power According to Abram.
There you go.
Okay.
Indian Shaman.
And because you can do those meditations where you connect with your higher self, I did it. It's trippy. I've seen a lot of things in my life. I've been doing this stuff since I was in kindergarten, and I've seen a lot of trippy things. But I've had experiences where I interacted with my higher self or soul. But to have a meditation, steps given to you where you can intentionally sit down and connect and figure out what's stopping you in this area of your life where your soul just tells you, that's what he offers in this book. So get that. Make life a lot easier for yourself.
I will. Can you buy that book at Barnes & Noble, or do you have to order it online?
go to our website and order it through us. We can get it to you within days. Or you can download it as an ebook.
Okay.
And that's abramchanneling.com. If you don't have a pen, you can listen to the archive, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. Good luck to you, Laura.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye, Laura.
Okay, we have area code 617, followed by area code 561-708. We're going to get to as many as we can. Area code 617, bringing you live on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hello, ladies. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I feel very welcome. Thanks. What's your name? Thanks for having me. It's great.
That didn't come out the way I wanted it to, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
I'd like some milk and cookies, please.
I know.
Next up is Jimmy Fallon. So what's your name?
Oh, my goodness.
I like you already. Okay. I don't even know your name.
Yeah, me too.
My name is Lisa.
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Yes, yes. Thank you for your show. I'm really feel very honored to be able to speak with the both of you. My question is in regards to a situation that happened at work. The environment that I work in is very I'm going to shoot from the hip.
Go ahead.
It's not a good environment at
hostile.
All.
Yeah.
Very hostile, very mean. You have to watch your back. That type of
ego.
Environment. And
ego
yes.
is running rampant. Mhm.
Oh yes. Oh, and jealousy. Jealousy is the number one thing. An employee approached me Friday, and which is very hostile, very mean. I'm not surprised because this is how they interact with me anyway. And as I sat there and listened to her basically just throw up on me, I don't mean to say that, but that's how I felt.
Okay.
And as I sat there and then I looked at her, what came to mind was the statement, the pen is mightier than the sword. I have no idea where they came from. And I felt calm. I felt very calm, as if everything, you know what, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be
all
right.
That was spirit. That was Jesus doing that for you.
And you know what?
Of all the things to say, wow.
Go ahead, Sue.
That was, at that moment, also, you were able to see beyond the vitriol of it, of her and her nastiness. You were able to see past that. You were able to see into her. I don't know whether you felt compassion for her or not, but you understood at that moment because you make this woman very nervous.
Yes, I do. And she's just...
You make her very, very nervous.
Yes.
Because what she sees in you is maturity, a beautiful soul, a person who knows who they are, because she doesn't know who she is. She doesn't know what her place is in this world.
Wow.
So she has to attack you.
Oh, yeah.
Because you do.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I do that with a lot of people.
You know who you are.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
I hear you.
And a lot of times, and I've worked with people like this before.
Mm.
And there's nothing that you can do about it. There is a point where you look at people and what they bring to you as a reflection of who you are, but this isn't the case. This
exactly.
isn't the case with
yes.
this. There are people in this world who function that way. They enjoy functioning that way. It's the only way that they can get energy.
Yes. Yeah,
they don't know themselves, and this person does not know herself.
That's true. That is so. That's interesting because I never said it was a male or a female.
Oh, really? Is it a female?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You want to know what she looks like? Here's my thing. I went through that when you have. talent to go with it. Mm-hmm. And a sense of who you are. What happens in the other person's ego is they feel guilt. And when they compare themselves to you, they say that money's the root of all evil, but it's not. It's comparison. So when people compare themselves to others and they see you as higher than, better than, then they feel guilt for not being all that you are. So then what the ego then does is tell them to attack the source of their guilt outside of themselves, which is Lisa. Of course, that's not true. It's all within. So what you can do to turn this around energetically, and I wish I had this 20 years ago, because you wouldn't believe, I could have you crying in 5 minutes if I told you some of the things that were said and done to me out of jealousy. But yet, are you familiar with the Course in Miracles?
Oh, yes.
Okay. With the Course in Miracles, you'll have repeated instances of what you had in that moment when everything, I'll describe it and you tell me if I'm right. Things kind of went very still, and you had this detached vision of this person talking. You could see her, but you were watching her like a movie, and her words were not impacting you on the inside. You were very still and calm, but watching from this really detached place. That is our normal position. That's normal. Reacting and getting in there and buying into her story, that's ego. So doing the lessons in A Course in Miracles will help you maintain that posture of calm.
Okay.
That spiritual posture. Jesus wants to work through you, and I think if I peel away the layers, when Jesus says things, there's multiple layers to his message. So he says to you, the pen is mightier than the sword. So what he needed to do that to get your attention. So that shock and that confusion makes you sit up straight. Okay, that he has your attention. Write that over and over and over and absorb the energy statement. Now I'm going to take it a little deeper, okay?
Wow. Okay.
When he said, the pen is mightier than the sword, he's talking about your personal power, your self-esteem, your chakra. Go back in your life, look at your family dynamic, and look at how people might hold you back, put you down because of who you are.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Forgive them. Forgive the situation. Then you forgive them. Then you forgive yourself. Having misperceived it, right? Because that's what we perceive it. When we see that we're a victim, we went wrong right away because the first mistake is perceiving an injustice, okay?
Mm.
So all things being just and just a life lesson, you go back, you forgive them, the situation, and then forgive yourself for having misperceived, right? That energetically dissolve that in the past so that the stuff in the present and the future don't have something to attract to and manifest for you to get this lesson once more, right?
Yes.
When you dissolve the magnet, these events evolve or dissolve. So little Miss Mean Pants, she can go on and torture somebody else. I do not like this woman. She is a vexation of the spirit. And you can protect yourself by, before you get to work, you surround yourself with a white bubble of light.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to Jesus, and I have to get back to that. Talk to Jesus, project light onto everyone that you work with, and this will buy you some time so that you start looking for another job that is worthy of you. However, in the state, the pen is mightier than the sword. He's specifically talking about your gift of expression, whether it's verbally or through written words.
Written,
this is where he wants you to go. And this place is pushing you. You're between a rock and a hard place, and it's like a volcano. You're going to get so sick of it that you're just going to say, okay, I'm done, and you let it go. You put the baggage down, and once you let go, that's when your true purpose emerges, but it seems to you like you thought of it. He needs you to express yourself and inspire others. I don't know how you want to do that, but that's what that is. Stop fighting against the situation and express yourself and let your life develop to suit your purpose instead of duty. I think this is family. Family gave you the idea that you're lucky to even have a job. You keep your job. You don't quit. You don't bounce around.
Yep.
There you go.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You let go with it.
And then if you don't have a job, then you're nothing. You're worthless. And you're not even worth even looking at.
So you don't have to imagine a starving artist scenario. You could start a blog. You can write a book. Whatever is in you.
Yes.
Jesus came to the world through you. You're very close. And you pray to him often, and he tries to talk to you, but it's only in extreme instances that he can get around, not that you have a strong or intense ego, but the mind chatter.
That's true. You're right.
So then he has to get around that, and he's not.
That's true.
The hard part for him is that because you have free will, they don't force you. You have to ask.
Yeah.
They cannot come in the unwilling host. So you have to invite him in every day. See through his eyes, hear through his ears. Let him guide you, and he will take you by the hand and just follow him as if your eyes are closed and life will be great. But get A Course in Miracles. He needs you to study that.
Okay. Because when I heard that statement, you're absolutely right. I just, like, shot up. I mean, and that's when everything became calm. And it's like, I got this. This is good. I didn't react to her. I just couldn't react to her. There was nothing to say. But right at that moment when I felt knocked off guard, and that's when those words came in, and I'm like, this is not my words. And I listened, and I said, okay. And it's like, you need to write. You need to start writing because the word is stronger. It's than the sword. The sword is, to me, it was like the tongue, words, you're speaking. But when you start being quiet and writing it, because I think the written word is also very powerful.
Yep,
it is. I want to add a couple of more things. This situation that happened, it was Friday, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What you also accomplished with this is that you just changed the dynamic of her interaction with you.
Yes.
It may be slight. I don't think you're going to see any, revelation with her or anything like that. But what you did was you just changed the dynamic of this. And don't think for a minute she didn't feel it, whether she's conscious of it or not. She felt it. She felt it.
Really?
I guarantee you. And
by me not reacting to her.
Here's what I'm
saying.
Yeah. Energetically, between the two of you facing each other, your third chakra opened up real wide and sucked all the power out of hers.
Wow.
Like, I'm actually seeing that happen. As you didn't react, you sucked all the personal power back into yourself. And she feels like she feels sick to her stomach right now because there's a vacuum that created when you did that, even though you might not be consciously aware. But keep an eye on her Monday morning because you're going to see a very confused look in her eye. Go ahead.
Because she ran to other people and started gossiping and started talking to them and started gossiping. And because she does it often. Now, this is a woman who's in position. Now, she is actually head of recruiting. She's a recruiting manager.
Lord.
Yes.
That's what blows my mind. Yeah. Unbelievable.
She's in a lot of pain. I'll tell you that.
Yes.
She's in a lot of emotional pain. I don't know what has happened to her or what made her this way, but she is in a lot of pain. Now, the other thing is I think that you would be wonderful. I think you are a very open and loving soul.
Thank you.
And I would like to see you I get the feeling that you would do very, very, very well in a paying position where you're helping people, whether it's in a women's shelter, whatever. But you need to be helping people.
Yes,
because you have this beautiful, beautiful energy about yourself.
Thank you.
And you're very giving, and you're very understanding. I get the feeling that you're one of the most understanding people of other people, that you get it.
I do. I mean, I've had my own. There's a history to me, but I don't speak about it. But there's a history with my life as well, and I'm blessed for experiencing what I've experienced in my life. I have no regrets about it. I never look back and say, boy, I should have done this, and I'm angry because I didn't get there. I don't have any of that, not at all.
Mm. And now you see the difference between illusion and reality through that experience with that woman.
Yes.
Because you got to see the illusion like a movie. That's what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. I just sat there and looked at her.
Well, I would like to see your writing, if that's okay. Do you mind if I give you a call?
Absolutely.
And give you my email address. I really would like to see your writing and possibly include you in a project, okay?
Oh, that's
you need to
beautiful.
Do a book.
Yes, and that's when I heard the pen is mightier than the sword.
Mm-hmm.
That is like, I've got to write this.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
He's telling Jesus. I got Jesus is tapping me on the shoulder. He's poking at me, saying, like you. Here's the thing. The first half of your life was about gathering information, wisdom, and observing so many different scenarios so that now when you talk to people, there's so many people that you can relate to because you've seen it or been through it.
Exactly.
Okay? Now, this is the second half of your life. Ooh, my spine is tingling. This is the second half of your life where now you get to share what you learned.
Yes.
So you've got to do a book, and I know it might be a daunting idea to write an autobiography, but that you can pick and choose what to share. But everything you have to share, I don't think it'll be very humiliating. You can mention some things that happened without going into details, too. But when he told me, I need you to write a book, I burst into tears. He said,
wow.
I didn't say you had to publish it, but the act of writing it will help you purge all of these emotions and get this out.
Yes.
You got to be an empty vessel so that God can fill you with himself.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And that's when I heard that statement, automatically I just felt, you've got to write this. You don't have to name anybody, but you've got to start writing this because that's where the power is coming from. It's not coming from the sword, not coming from the tongue, which symbolized to me the sword.
Right.
Pick up a pen and start writing. That's where the power is in.
Exactly. So Sue and I have
one more question.
Yes.
I have one more question for you. Have you done any investigating on your family tree?
I've been thinking about that, and I don't know where to start because my grandparents have all they're passed.
I think a lot of things might, in researching that, I think you might find a lot of valuable information that you could include in your writing.
Okay.
There are, look up, Family Tree.
Mm-hmm.
There was a DNA project. I don't,
The
Journey of
about?
Man. Google the Journey of Man. It was the scientist. This was the scientist who did this, who traced the DNA back to Africa, where where the first people lived, which was in Africa. We're all from Africa.
Yes.
And
and
you can do, and I know Ancestry.com. You can do a DNA test with them. So.
Okay.
There are a lot of places that you can do that, but I keep getting ancestral work.
Ancestral, okay.
And I don't know what that means for you, but so I want to encourage you to go back into your own history and maybe do one of these DNA things. And I think one of them that's associated with the Journey of Man is the family tree.
Okay.
Oh, getting noisy. Well, Lisa,
I will
reach out to you soon. And Sue and I will support you in your journey, of course. And I really appreciate your call. It's been a pleasure
speaking with you both. It's always a pleasure with the both of you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. God bless.
God bless.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Amazing. Okay, let's try we have about 26 minutes left. Do you have a little extra time today?
Sure.
Okay, area code 561, you're up next, followed by area code 708. Let's try to get a few more calls in. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, this is Stacy.
Stacy, how can we help you today, dear?
Hi. I wanted to know if my grandmother will come through and give me a message.
I'm sorry, you were breaking up. I couldn't hear you. Your grandmother?
Yes.
Would this be on the mother's or father's side?
Father's.
Do you have, I know through our lifetimes, most families have several dogs, but there is one particular dog that you have that has crossed over that you're particularly connected with. Do you relate to this?
No.
You had no dogs in your life?
There were dogs around, but I wasn't particular fan of any of them.
Okay.
No.
All right, well,
I was a mischievous child.
He's coming through with a particular dog. So this was either a dog that you had or he had, but he has this particular dog. So I don't know. I don't get names very well, and I'm not getting one here. If I had time, if we were in a personal consultation, personal reading, I could dive more, you know, deeply into it.
Mm-hmm.
But let me see if was there a career path or something that you were working on that you just quit in the middle of? This could be school, it could be a project, it could be a path that you were on.
I didn't quit, but I had to stop for financial purposes, yes.
Okay, was this schooling?
Yes.
Okay. All right, what he's saying, and this, he's saying that the opportunities that you want to have in life, that if there's any way of getting back to the schooling to do that, because you have a vision in your mind as to where you want to be, who you want to be, the kind of money that you want to be making, and not to look at this as a big limitation for you not to go further.
Okay.
All right, give me a moment. Wow. It's like that right now that you're,
mm-hmm.
things are looking a little dim for you. And the opportunities, it doesn't look like there are opportunities in front of you, and that there's a, you know, I have to do this to survive. I have to do this to accomplish this. And he's saying that even though that those are limitations, they're right now limitations, that to do what you can, even if it's at a snail's pace, to keep moving towards your vision of what you want to do and the money that you want to have and the kind of life that you want to have. Because, you have this spark. And it's like you go along, you get bored very easily. Do you relate to this?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Because when you get on a certain path and when you start doing certain things, you see the boredom of it all.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, it's like driving along the road, and all of a sudden you veer off into a parking lot and do wheelies and donuts
I'm
and
sorry.
All of that.
I have to interrupt. Whatever you're moving around, could you please not do that while you're on the air? That is right in my headset, and it's going to be on the archive. Could I ask you not to do that, please?
Okay. I'm just
go ahead,
standing.
Sue.
Oh, the ice was falling. Sorry.
I know, but it's really loud. Go ahead, Sue.
Okay. What I'm seeing and what he's showing me is that you're driving along the road, which is the road of life, and all of a sudden you want things to change. You want things to be different. And it's like going off to the side into a parking lot and doing donuts and, you know, getting a little crazy and then getting back on the road of life. And it's like a pattern because you get bored easily. And I can relate to this. You get bored very easily and you want to accomplish things right now. And with this and what you want, you're going to have to realize that it's going to take time. And even if you, whatever career that you want, even if you have to take classes, one class a semester, do it at night, do it on the internet. There's a lot of schools, internet schools, to do this. and not to get bored with it, and to see your final destination and where you want to be, and that you have to work towards that. And sometimes it's going to be boring to do that, and it's going to be tedious because you have a lot of energy and you like experimenting. It's like, I'll try anything once. It's like jumping in with feet first. So that kind of attitude is good, but it also has to be tempered with reality and how long it does take to get to something, and, you know, especially if you want to go to school and you need to get training and you need to get, you know, whatever certifications that you want or licenses that you want or whatever you want to do. So what I'm getting from him is to keep your eye on the ball.
Okay.
And you can be as, I mean, you, I just get a feeling with you that you just like to experiment with life. So I don't, do you like to travel?
I do.
Are you into photography? Are you into writing?
Choose of stuff I want to keep other people to see, but when I
what
get
is
to
your,
it.
What excites you?
What's your passion?
Being in the health field, helping others.
So what kind of schooling were you working towards? Were you working towards a degree in a certain area, or were you getting...
I was working towards my degree in nursing. I just have my clinicals left, but I just stepped aside because I have to find ways to finance my career while maintaining a household.
Right.
Well, if you're in clinicals, then you've come pretty far in your schooling for nursing,
right.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I just have 18 months, and I'll be through with a bachelor's, but trying to work my way back into it, but it just seems like I get over this hurdle, clear away, and then I have a couple hurdles to go, you know, so.
Persistence is very daunting, but get stubborn. Use your own sense of stubbornness to your advantage, and that will kind of soften the edges of frustration for you. You can do it.
You can. Are
you
a single parent?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah. You can do it. You know who you are.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Stacey?
It's hard. It's difficult when you're trying to maintain and a household and raise children and work and go to school so you can better your life.
Mm-hmm. But there's an expiration date
get
to it, so you can keep that in mind.
It will go by
very quickly. And do it this year. This is the year. Everybody's going to see a difference in their finances, in their the dynamics of their home. This is, if you're going to make a change in your life, do it this year. Open up, find a way.
Okay.
Get her done. Okay, sweetheart?
Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for calling in. All right, let's see. We have 15 minutes. I'll take one more call. Area code 202, bringing you live on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Camilla.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Camilla.
Camilla, nice to meet you. What is your question for Sue today?
My question, I'm wanting to know, there's a friendship that I have that might be turning into more, and I'm wanting to know what's going to come of it. Is there going to be something romantic or just friendship?
I'm absolutely not getting any information at all on this. Are you getting anything, Charlotte?
It's
I'm getting
wavering
nothing.
For me. You've known this person for how long, Camilla?
Close to 10 years.
It is, okay. I do feel a solid friendship, and I do feel a warm feeling of romance and that there's a lot of appreciation. I feel him smiling and looking at you, and he really does like you a lot. you want to be sure that you want to do this before you ruin a good friendship, of course. That's the practical advice. But I like this guy. It is a guy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just to be on the safe side and not assume. but I like him. I like his energy. There's a softness to him that works for you. And he knows you well enough to know what makes you tick and avoid some of the pitfalls that people who have just met fall into. I didn't know that would hurt your feelings. You know each other well enough, but it's not, I don't feel a lot of weirdness.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a take it slow kind of scenario to get used to the new dynamic, but I like him a lot, and I know he likes you a lot.
Okay, cool.
Alrighty, dear.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, that was quick. Let's take one more. Area code 831, bringing you live on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Karen. I'm sorry, I had a problem for a second getting to the line.
Oh, no problem. Hi, Karen. Welcome to the show. What's your question? We'll try to take care of you quickly.
Thank you so much, Sue. I have so many issues. It's hard to focus right now, but could you give me guidance for my next step for securing the funds that I need for an attorney?
Do you have one in mind?
Yes, I do.
Who is trying to beat you down?
My mother's trust attorney and my siblings and the trustees. Like six people have ganged up on me and are trying to beat me down.
Yeah, this is wow.
It's a cluster.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is really, really
ugly.
It is. That's a perfect word. This is ugly. The lawyer.
They're after the money.
This trust lawyer, it thinks he's smarter than anyone. This guy is, in my opinion, arrogant and not trustworthy at all. And you're going to need to find someone who's really sharp. Really, really sharp. They don't want you to have a thing. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing. They want to kick you to the curb is the feeling that I'm getting.
You are so accurate. You have described it perfectly.
I'm getting... Oh, go ahead.
I'm getting that there are certain people, females, who think that you're weak and that you're an easy target. And that the more pressure that they can put on you, they think that you'll break. And that you'll give in.
That's exactly their strategy. That's exactly their strategy.
And that you will get beaten down so much that you'll just walk away because it's too much of a hassle to deal with it all. And this is just nasty. This is just really, really nasty.
Yes, it
is.
And you have this precise, exact, thank you. You're verifying everything I sense. You are, thank you. It's greedy, too?
Yeah, you need to find, and I'm not.
I think I do have a superb attorney. I think I do have somebody who can take him on. There's like five or six different aspects of this case. They're trying to beat me down in every conceivable way. They want me to have nothing. They've distributed absolutely nothing. They're trying to cut away at everything else. I need to hire an attorney for one specific aspect that's coming up very soon. And any insight, further insight you can give to me, to these people is wonderful, but I have some funds coming in and they're not here yet. And I'm illiquid with those funds, and I really need them, and I really need to know when they're going to be released to me, or I need to take some other measures, like sell my car or something.
Oh, wow.
But
wow.
I would just say that any attorney who hears the word trust fund would think that his work would be worth his while to help you knowing that payment is there, you just don't have it in your hands.
No,
at the moment.
They don't. Well, that's not how they're working here. Okay.
Okay.
That's not, that they don't work that way.
I would hate to see you sell your car, though.
Yeah.
Well, they don't work that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't feel that.
I need
that
the money. I need the money. I need the money up front. They don't work that way. So I'm trying to. I need guidance on how to get the money.
How to get the money.
Wow. All right. Just from personal experience, there's a saying that my mother and my aunt used to say all the time. Don't count on a dead man's shoes. Don't count on money that is supposed to be coming around to you, you know, this money that's supposed to be coming to you.
Yeah, I have perfect faith in the money reaching me. I'm just not
sure
about
when.
The time.
It's just when.
I have perfect faith in God and in all of the innumerable messages and confirmations that I've gotten. It's a matter of when. My faith is not in the money. My faith is in God delivering the money.
Nice.
Right. It's just when it's going to come and the timing of it and when it's going to come. So what I'm saying and what I'm getting at is to go ahead and make plans as terrible as it sounds, you know, take into consideration of selling your car and where you can get the funds right now to get it in line so when that money comes in that you can do more. But I hate to see you wasting time or, you know, on waiting when the wolves are at the door. Because this is what they're doing, and the lawyer that you need to have needs to be really tough.
He is. I'm confident in my lawyer. I just need to have the funds to pay him. That's all. He needs the funds up front, and he needs them this week, and I need to pay him. And I need to come up with the money. And I just need guidance, and I'm not getting into whether I hate to sell my car, whether this or that. What is the best way for me to raise my money? I don't want to inject myself into it and what I want and what I don't want. I just want to ask the universe, what do I need to do?
It'll happen. Tonight before you go to sleep, program a dream so that your guides and angels or whatever can give you the answer that you need, and just program the dream and say, please, you know, give me the answer I need to make this happen this week. I need this to happen. I need assistance, and I'm open to the guidance. And what comes through might sound a little weird, but they're never wrong. Okay?
They never are.
They're never wrong. We get it wrong. They are never wrong.
That's right. That's right. And that's why, as emotional as I am right now, I'm having...
Yes.
You know, I
feel the panic.
I
feel the panic. You need to breathe because the panic is worry, and worry blocks.
So does desperation.
Get that Cheshire cat grin on your face with all your faith and trust, and just be open to how they guide you to do this. In the end, I think you're going to win. And I think that lawyer needs to be disbarred. He's very unethical. And I also wrote down Attorney General and Bar Association. So whether you report him or go to them for advice or guidance, I wrote those things down at the beginning of the call, that this man has no right to do what he's doing.
Okay,
and
it's
document
a woman, but
everything.
I have been documenting, but I just have one more question that I really wanted to ask you. Are they have been acting unethically, and I'm exposing the truth. Is that why they're trying to beat me down?
This is multi-layered.
Okay.
So there are a lot of reasons. They really want to back you into a corner.
Okay.
They really, really do. And there are several reasons why this attack is going on. There are several agendas that are happening at the same time.
So you're
dealing with multiple agendas, and this lawyer has several. Now, he not only wants wants to beat you down, he's going to find a way to try and cheat his clients too.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it.
That's the kind of guy he is.
It's terrible.
Okay, and then, okay, so, okay, I understand that. Okay, yeah, I definitely understand that. You've been really spot on. Really.
I feel bad. I feel sick to my stomach.
I'm so sorry you have to go through this, but I do feel the fight is worth it, and I think I think you can cause him significant turbulence in his career. He's so greasy and slick that it might be difficult. It would be up to a higher authority to pursue him, but protecting yourself will be a battle, but I think it will be a battle that you'll win.
And don't give up.
I feel like I've been appointed to this because I'm the person who can create the turbulence that's necessary to take this attorney down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very, like she said, multi-layered, several different agendas and numerous rewards for yourself, and it might just, you know, put a new law into effect. You never know. But you're very important to this scenario for yourself and for a lot of other people.
Thank you.
And it may take a while.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
Yeah.
It don't give up. And these kind of things do take a long time. It could be up to a year, 8 months to a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But
yeah, I don't expect it to be fast.
Yeah.
I don't expect it to be fast. I know this is going to be drawn out.
Mm-hmm.
But she what? She had it? What did you just say? She had it?
Oh, no, I'm just saying don't give up. And keep at it. Yeah.
You're going to have to
do one step at a time. Because if you look at the entire picture and everything that you need to accomplish, it could be overwhelming.
Okay.
So break it down.
Yeah.
Yes, and take one step at a time, and you can do it. And it's going to be a thorn in this guy's side. You're going to be
okay,
a thorn in this whole situation.
Okay. So to summarize it, it's multi-layered, the arrogant, greedy, and also they're trying to just take me down and corner me any way they can.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They want to kick you to the curb. Totally.
Well, they've demonstrated that in a lot of ways already. I don't test you a bit.
Be a force to be reckoned with. Show them what you're made of.
Yeah. Yes. And this
we
is,
gotta
this
go.
Is
we have
also,
90 seconds.
Okay. This is making you strong. This is...
bringing out the lion in you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. Oh, you've both been wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're very happy to be of assistance. Good luck. And hang in there.
You've been of great assistance. Thank you. It's exactly
great.
What I needed, and I appreciate
awesome. We're going to pray for you. Okay, take care, Karen. We have to end
thank
the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for all your wonderful questions. And don't forget that coming up on Sunday, February 22nd at 2 p.m., Sue's husband, Tom, will channel Abram, the Mayan shaman, and we'll be open to taking calls about manifesting what you need in your life. Many were asking about jobs and manifestation questions. So do tune in, same station, and tell friends, call in, and ask an excellent question. Sue, thank you very much. I had an awesome time today.
Thank you, Charlotte. I had a great time. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
And thank you for everyone that called in. Thank you.
Yeah, great people, great questions, and you're fantastic, Sue. Very talented. Very talented.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
everyone.
You.
Next time, tune into Sue's next segment in the first Sunday in March. And until next time, God bless.